Buy it now, bitch.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Neustadt.
Yes!
DJ Neustadt.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Listen.
The DJ Neustadt Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
Neustadt Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ Neustadt Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, snap. Welcome to the DJ Neustadt Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. A little energetic tonight. Had me some of that Starbucks. A little bit lit up. I don't know if I can continue, though. I think I need to let a few Germans take over for a little bit. Oh, you know them as another name. That's right, you guessed it. Rammstein. That's right, listen. Listen! Who called who here? Oh my god, it's bad, I think. It's bad when you begin quoting your co-host rather than movies and TV shows. And my co-host, of course, is the incomparable Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how are you today, buddy boy?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm feeling good tonight.
Wow, look at this ball of fire right out of the fucking gate.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Jesus Christ. What happened to you?
I'm feeling pumped up.
You pumped up? Would you do a couple push-ups, maybe?
No.
Frank, you're a little loud. Crazy? You're a little loud.
Shut the fuck up with that.
What? What's wrong?
Everybody is saying that my level is too loud, and it's getting me a little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I know that it's I have been on the receiving end of people on loud microphones, and I cannot stand it myself, so I don't want to be like one of those people.
You don't want to be like one of those people, one of the loud people?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, is that any kind of a big
secret? It's no secret.
It's no secret that you are being a little bit loud tonight.
And I do want to quote a girl by saying fake loud.
A girl checking in the Pal Talk room. You can join in on the fun. DJ New Style right. Show live room. It's the DJ New Style Show live room. I forgot the
right.
I apologize. Copyright Germ Freak 2007.
Right.
Give credit where it's due. That's the theme of the show, man. Not just the episode, but the whole goddamn show. Give credit where it's due.
That's what I always say.
Germ, did you have your Starbucks today?
I had it later in the day. I did. But you know what I've been doing? I've been downsizing. I'm no longer getting the venti. I'm getting the grande.
So your order, I mean, this is something I'm fascinated with. Please yes. Give me the order.
Okay.
Pretend I'm the barista.
Okay.
The barista.
Grande breve latte, 3 equals extra hot, wet.
Now why is it 3? What happened to 4?
Because as you know, 4 is for the venti.
Ah, so there's some kind of fucked up math.
Well, yes.
One packet per size, apparently.
Exactly. I got one packet per size. And I was a little ticked off because I specifically said I want it wet with no foam, and lo and behold, there was foam. But by the time I figured it out, I was already in the
highway. You're probably enjoying it, too. You know what? You probably weren't even mad. You're like, you know what? It's still delicious. I love it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you always typically go to the same Starbucks all the time?
I do. I go to the same one, greet the same people, day in and day out.
Because I go to different ones often throughout the state of Nueva Jersey.
Excuse me?
I'm just doing this for the ethnic people in the room.
And what do you mean? Wait, hold on. What do you mean by ethnic people? What are you doing for them? What great favor are you doing?
No. I was saying the name of the state in an Espanol accent.
Because they don't understand the name of the state? Is that what you're trying to get at? Immigrants are so fucking stupid that they don't know the name of the state that they've snuck into.
I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit. If you don't understand that, then maybe we should just move on.
I just want to remind everybody, because apparently it slipped your mind. There's no racism. I mean, even if we're talking about wetbacks, no racism, please.
Oh, that's uncalled for. But anyway,
whatever.
I go to a lot of different Starbucks in the state, and why is cafe latte different in the Starbucks in Marlboro as opposed to the Starbucks in East Brunswick? Please explain that to me. Why is this the same drink? Why is it different?
Because some will use milk as the default option, even if you say breve.
But yet, a McDonald's cheeseburger tastes the same no matter what part of the state you go to.
Well, maybe if Ray Kroc founded fucking Starbucks, it would be the same everywhere. However, it's not. You apologize. Jerm, I go to the same one every single day, and I'm greeted by the same friendly staff at the wonderful Starbucks near where I work. The only one in the area, the closest one on my commute home. So I really have no other Starbucks options, but it's okay. I mean, it's been pretty good.
The one in my hometown, the cashier actually called me honey.
They're pretty nice. I've gotten compliments on my shirt, my hair. Your hair looks good today, they say. You look nice today. You look pretty good.
I
think they say these things, and I think that they're just trying to butter me up so I leave a tip or something, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But tonight, Germ, I asked for my order, and immediately following my order, she said, What, nothing for your girl? Like that. And she's never, ever said that before. And I'm like, it's just me. Just my order. She's like, oh, okay. She goes and starts the order, right? And then she comes over. She ambles over this larger-than-life barista, or as you would say, barrister, and says, a few of us were just wondering if you had a girlfriend. And now, Jerm, I don't know about you. I think that's crossing the line of friendly to get a tip.
Are you putting me on right now, or are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious. This happened tonight before, as I left work. And
that's bold.
It is pretty goddamn bold. So I let them know immediately that I had a girlfriend. Immediately. I don't know. I like to think that that it's flattering. But I'm a little bit disappointed. The girl could have been hotter.
Like, can I say?
And by hotter, I mean she could have weighed like 200 pounds less, and I would have felt really good about myself.
Can I say something to you? The girl who called me honey was pushing two bills as well.
Well, that's good, Jerm. But you don't go to that one every day. See, I go to this one every single day. And when what I do is I never send a dish back. I try not to ever anger or piss off someone that's going to be handling food that I'm about to consume. Because as I know, by nature, people are disgusting and awful and evil. And I know that spiteful people will put things in your food. So when I say that I have a girlfriend and I'm trying to think of ways to kind of speed the transaction along so it's no longer uncomfortable. I also have in the back of my head, I can't go here anymore. I can't fucking go to this place anymore.
Right, right.
But now I'm hooked on the Starbucks, Jerm. I don't know quite what to do.
Here's the deal. You have a situation where you can get free food, and anytime you can get free food is a good thing.
But now I can't get free food because the cat's out of the old bag. And this time it's a real cat and not some made-up one because it happens to be Tuesday like on other radio shows. It's a real, real thing here. This is serious. This is my Starbucks supply. So now if I go back there, it's going to be, oh, there's that guy. There's that guy again. He has a girlfriend. Look at this fucking guy, sloppy motherfucker.
Is the one you go to a drive-through?
No, it's a walk-in one. I've actually never been to a drive-through one.
I've actually never been to a walk-in one.
Well, that's amazing.
Except that time I was there.
But what I'm getting at is I don't like when people that provide a service to me regularly hit on me or try to set me up with like one of their relatives or something like that. I don't like that because now it puts me in a difficult spot.
Right.
They're looking for that follow-up all the time, I feel.
I understand.
So, I mean, like, if I see somebody on a regular basis, whether it's at a store or a restaurant that I frequent, and they do that shit, I'll stop going there. I just won't go there ever again, no matter how many times I've been there in the past.
Right.
I have to hope that nobody at Chipotle takes a fucking a shine to me and makes a move.
Don't you get free tortillas?
Let's keep that on the proverbial DL. The actual one as well.
I apologize.
On both the fake and the real DL. Let's just keep it down.
Okay. No mo said.
Okay. God, just blowing up spots left and right. I used to go to lunch at this one place, and there was one of the cooks was really nice. He would, just bullshit at our table. And he happens to be a very large Italian man, gentlemen. I mean, I'm not going to hold the Italian thing against him or the large thing. But one day he decided, here, take this number. It's my niece. Just give her a call. She's got her own place, blah, 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 blah. Never went back again.
Right.
I don't want to go back there and have the guy, why didn't you call my fat niece? I don't understand. Well, it's because I looked at you and I realized that a hot girl isn't going to fucking have her fat uncle give numbers out. So I'm not doing that. Steve the LARPer is going to say, dude, what's wrong with you? Do it, blah, 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 blah. But you have to realize what they're trying to give away. A hot girl is not going to need to be set up with somebody. That's just a fact of nature. And besides, I have a girlfriend, man. And even though this thing at the deli had been before that, like right now, it kind of puts me off because some people don't even give a shit if you're in a relationship and they just want to get somebody rigged up ASAP. I mean, has anybody ever tried to set you up with somebody?
No.
Of course not. Of course not, Charm. Why would they? I mean, the minute that you Purell'd your entire arm before shaking their fucking hand and greeting them, they would know, hey, this isn't a suitable match for my lonely and disgusting niece or daughter or cousin or
I mean,
sister.
I mean, I wasn't always like this, but, you know, whatever. Continue.
What do you... continue. I mean, you have to at least see the person. I can't understand the blind date thing.
Have you ever been on a blind date?
No, I have not.
Would you go on a blind if you did not have a girl?
Let's say I was single. I might consider it, but I anticipate it all being terrible.
Okay.
I anticipate it being terrible because pretty much I need to see the girl that I'm interested in. I need to see a girl before I even become interested. To me, you're going to get either the secondhand description or maybe some form of a picture, whether it's handed to you from a wallet or online. And we all know the pictures are lies. They're usually worthless.
Let me ask you a question. Would you be the kind of person who you'd get there a little bit earlier and try to get a glance at the person, and then if the person was disgusting, you'd take off?
Nah, man. I can't do that. Like, I wish I could be that guy, but I really couldn't. And, like, if I felt like I'm going through with the blind date, I'm going through with the fucking blind date. I can't be that heartless that I'm going to just fucking drive off.
Now,
constantly calling a cell phone in front of a Chinese restaurant
Let me ask you this question. If you were on a date with somebody who you found totally grotesque, would you try to have a good time or would you be sitting there with a puss on your face?
Well, since I'm me and not you, I would obviously not have a puss on my face. Anywhere I am, I'm usually trying to have a good time because isn't that the fucking point in life? To fucking enjoy yourself. I don't know why you've missed that along the way. Referring back to a few other shows, Frank is the type of person to bring the entire party down. Bring the entire fucking party down. The minute he gets the hint of a taste of sour grapes, he puts the fucking mope on, his fucking scowl, looks all sad. I think he does it partly so that people be like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? And whatever. Bring it all down in a fucking flaming mess. You want everything to be completely miserable.
If I'm not having a good time, why should others?
That's the most selfish fucking thing ever. But Frank, that's why we like you. Because you are all about numero uno. And I'm doing that for the Spanish people. I mean, if we're going to start doing things for Spanish people, at least I'm going to use something they'd actually know. I mean, they all know New Jersey. I mean, they may say New Jersey, but they don't need Nueve Jersey, whatever the hell you said.
Well, obviously you didn't know what it meant, so.
And no, I knew what it meant. I thought it was fucking detestable that you tried to do that. Okay, listen.
Continue. I'm just trying to get on whatever.
But the point is, I need to see the girl before I'm interested.
Right.
Keep in mind, I'm in a happy relationship, and I'm not looking. But if I had been single, dude, I'm going to need to see this fucking girl.
Right.
Whoa, look at this already.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You want to call the DJ New Style Show. You're on right now with Germ Freak. Who's this?
The phone is ringing. Oh, my God. This is Mike Damone.
Hey, Damone.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you been?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
You should take my approach to things. When you go into a new place, you just look around, you turn around in a circle, and you go, isn't this place great?
I'll
hey,
do that,
Damone, Mike. Damone, your voice sounds a little dry. Why don't you take a sip of something?
This is some great iced tea.
Wow. you always seem to have it nearby. That's what I like about you, Damone.
Hey, Damone.
And Frank.
Yes.
Listen to me, Frank. I got to go because I got some bitches waiting. But listen.
Okay.
When you're with your bitches, okay, you don't care if she comes, stays, lays, or prays. Her toes are still tapping.
Sounds good, Damone. Damone, where you been since 1982? We missed you.
I think I played blackjack with Damone once, actually. Oh, man. Damone. What would we do without him? Did he hang up? Oh, he didn't. He's in and out, Damone. He's not one to hang around.
Well, he's looking for jobs, you know? It's been a while since 82, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't really play the brash teenager who kind of pretends to know all anymore when you're fucking 57 or whatever the hell it is. I don't really know, but it's just really fucking crazy, Jerm. It irritates me because I like that place, and I, you know what? I'm still going to probably end up going. I'm still going to go.
Right, right.
I mean, how could I not?
Because you love it. You love the food so much, you know what I'm saying? And the drinks.
The food I don't really care about. I mean, I will get the occasional slice of banana bread or pumpkin cake, whatever the fuck it is.
It's a pumpkin cake.
It is a pumpkin cake, and you found it delicious on that video.
It was delicious. $2, though.
Is that a lot for you? I mean...
Well, $2 for a piece of cake is a bit exorbitant.
Extorbitant?
Extorbitant.
Extorbitant. Is that like...
Extorbitant?
Is that like extraordinary and exorbitant?
Oh, exorbitant. Yeah. Exorbitant.
Yeah, Jerm. You know, learn the language before you start trying to teach others. Fucking give them tips. Make them feel at home.
Okay.
Oh, man, Jerm. So, I don't know. Because it's the way people fucking describe them to you, too, that's bad. Like, someone will give you the very verbose and most likely false description that'll play to your taste. Like, if you like athletic girls, then the girl they're trying to pawn off on you will always be athletic, even if she's not, and, you know, she usually isn't.
Well, I mean, what if they send you, like, an online photo or something like that?
Well... Dude, everybody knows, like, the MySpace shit, all that face. Dude, online pictures are the best a girl will ever look because they're handpicked. And more often than not, they're always at these, like, fucked up angles. They're taken in a mirror or, like, half of them is displayed. They're holding up a rose or something trying to look artistic. It's fucking miserable. It really is. They'll never show themselves as the fat, disgusting... probably really nice person that they are because they think no one will give a shit.
Right.
Because they are actually fat and disgusting, and no one really does give a shit. What I always do is I look at the picture if I want to determine that someone who is obviously hiding something, I want to determine what they truly are. I look for the neck, the waist, or the upper arm. I just need to get a glimpse of any of those three things. Those are the telltale signs of the fatties that often that slip past their MySpace type angled photo tricks. Like, if you could see the top of the arm and it's like 6 inches across, chances are she's not a fucking triathlete.
Well, am I correct in assuming that you do not like the oak tree arms?
I've never heard that, but I'm guessing what it is, Jerm. It's probably what I just described as something I don't like. Yeah, I don't. The neck Steve the LARPer's checking in. He makes a good point. The neck can be deceptive. He says people have headshots, and they don't look fat, but that's why you need to look for any of the three. Usually they have more than fucking, more than one of the things exposed in their photo set. You need to look for those things. And then don't even give me the number scale. Like, you know, how you try to explain to your buddies that a girl you met is really hot or something like that. And, Jerm, I don't know. This is... Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Off the hook. Off the heezies, that they still say? Or is it no longer power? Whatever. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Jerm Freak. Who's this?
Well, I'm like, this is All Access, or Alex Webbs.
Alex Webbs!
What's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, I heard you talking about, like, ladies.
Yeah.
After the show, if you want to, we'll get some chicks with some really hot necks and upper arms over in the chill spot for hotties.
Now, this is another a plug for a competing room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's competing, but I don't understand, you know, especially, like, if you like girls from, like, Russian nationalities, because I'm Russian. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, you're Russian, you said?
Yeah, I'm Russian. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I think I had a fair idea that you were Russian.
Yeah.
I mean, what goes on in the chill spot for hotties?
Well, since it's for hotties, only hotties need apply. So it's just me and the hotties. But you can come in every once in a while. But and the cool thing about it is there's no admin abuse in there.
Because there's nobody in that room.
But I always just see one person in there. It's just typically you.
And I like how I mean, it's a brand new room, and you've called it the chill spot for hotties. But I think the room really has yet to see a hottie.
Well, you know, there's only one admin in there. That's me. Or actually, there's two admins. You know, there's like All Access is an admin, and also Alex Webbs is an admin.
That's
too,
two of the same person, though. That's both of your usernames.
But, you know, it really keeps the admin abuse down, you know, if you just don't have any admins, yo.
Well, yeah, admin abuse is impossible when there's no one to abuse.
You know, sometimes I can only do this for a couple minutes at a time because I noticed, like, if I plug my nose with my fingers, I can do a better Alex voice. So, you know, I got to step into the chill spot. So all you need to try after the show, I'm out.
That's right.
Know?
Hit up the chill spot, Alex Webb's Hump Pal Talk. Wear something red when you go in there, Cam. Please, make sure you're wearing something red. It's required, I think. Oh, that guy's a cut-up, Alex Webb's. What do you think of A. Webb's there, Jim?
Lately, I've not been thinking much of him.
That's amazing. I think it really is amazing. I mean, he is doing all this work, creating the ultimate haven, the safe haven and just kingdom of hotties, and no one has gone in there yet. I think it's a crime. It's really sad. I mean, it's almost sadder than those kids who, you know, put the little wish for what they'd want for Christmas on those trees in front of a church or a fucking supermarket or whatever. It's sad, heartbreaking even.
Right.
Except there's always that one kid who, like, puts the latest fucking most expensive gift ever, like the one kid that wants a PS3 and figures that this is the best way to get free gifts. So he puts his fucking request for a PS3 next to the poor kids who fucking want underwear and warmth for Christmas. Dear Santa, I'd like warmth. Just fucking terrible. It really is. Germ, you've been doing some Germ Freak Radio. You're back on that kick now.
I've been trying. I've been brushing up, saving my throat, drinking some hot tea and honey, and doing my best.
Yeah, I know. I mean, last time you took a nap before the show, clearly more relaxed, but however, you were kind of slipping a little bit, off your game. You were almost fired.
Well, whatever, you know, whatever. If you can find better, go for it.
Are you telling me that you would leave the show?
If you can find better, go for it. If you want somebody,
like who's going to get, like, what's... Nobody wants you.
Okay.
Do you think anybody wants you?
What do you mean wants me? You mean wants to do this or wants me?
Maybe. I don't know if what you're talking about wants you. Like, you think we're trying to write like a graffiti on a fucking men's room? Like, so-and-so wants this one? No, I'm talking about who's going to accept you on their internet radio show when I get rid of you?
Oh, nobody. I will be... My career will be over.
You will retire.
My internet radio career will be over.
I can already sense fucking text messages just piling in from someone.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, question time was awesome. We should do it. Let's do it, man.
Have you ever
written... I understand it didn't work out with New Style. Let's do it over here.
Have you ever written on bathroom stalls ever in your life?
Yeah. Sometimes I will reward someone who's come up with really entertaining bathroom graffiti with a ha. I will write ha ha.
Oh, my. So you actually sit there. You sit there on the bowl with a Sharpie in your hand.
I think it's the only way to go into a bathroom. If you don't have a Sharpie on you, I mean, come on. These people don't get credit. They're hilarious.
Now, why is A. Webbs inviting me to the chill spot right now?
Because maybe he thinks you're a hottie. But somehow he's blocked you from viewing his cam on Pal Talk. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe he's playing hard to get.
No, but seriously, no kidding around. Have you really honestly wrote responses to graffiti on walls?
Sure, would I lie to you?
Okay. You realize that they're writing that with dirty hands that they've used to wipe their asses and whatever. All right.
Do you realize that there are people that have handled your food that have probably touched their asshole first?
Let me ask you a question. Would you read a newspaper?
That's one question so far.
Okay.
You have to get two more in a row to activate it. It's like fucking NBA Jam.
Would you read a used newspaper or a used book?
Yeah, I always do. Actually, in fact, in our work bathroom, we have a fucking bookcase with stacks of magazines. And I think it's the best thing ever. You take one, and you go into the stall and you read.
You're putting me on, right?
No, I'm not putting you on. Whenever I go in there, I read.
So you put the magazine on your contaminated lap and read?
How is my lap contaminated?
Well, it's... listen, you're going to put a magazine... All right, whatever.
You sound flustered. I don't understand what's wrong with this.
Have you really honestly put a magazine... Have you really read a magazine that somebody else has read in the bowl?
Again, Jerm, I don't lie, man. I told you this. I do this. I grab one... Listen, I walk in. I see the stack of magazines on the table. I pick one up. This is in the bathroom. Pick one up. I'm like, I will read this while I shit and or piss. Sometimes I'll piss sitting down just so I can read.
Now, that's fucking gay, man.
Why?
That is so fucking gay.
You relax. Like, you fucking read.
You actually sit the piss just so you can read.
Yes. What do I want to do? Work?
What, do you crush your fucking legs, too, while you're on the ball?
No, I think about how much I'd love to read this article and not work while I'm doing it. And you know what? I may have to shit because I'm reading so long.
Do you also reach underneath the stall to the guy next to you and rub the person's ankle in order to get a little entertainment? You know what I'm saying there?
No.
Okay.
Was that a joke that you're trying to relate to, like, that two-month-old story?
I'm going what I can. Listen to me.
Why don't you just start telling... Did you tap your foot? Oh, it's hilarious still, because everybody knows him.
I was trying to think of his name, but I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Craig? Is it Larry? Is it Craig? Larry something?
I don't even remember.
Is it Frank?
I don't know.
Peter?
Well, Larry Craig does health food or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he does. You have no clue about anything.
But anyway, I will...
Breve. I'm sorry. It sounded like you just said breve. Oh, God, Jerm, this is insane. Even though nobody fucking heard it. I'm such a goddamn fucking douche with this fucking show. I should really just hang it up sometimes. Whoa, look at this.
There.
This is so unexpected.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Jerm Freak. Who's this?
This Tidbit 88.
No. Are you kidding me? No, get the fuck out of here. I mean,
yes,
I'll believe when Damone calls in and A-Webs, but you're not going to fucking get one over on me with a fucking half-hearted Tidbit 88 impression. All right, what's going on, Tidbit? I understand Sheepy's a big fan.
Yes. Yes, he is.
All right, so what's up?
I just wanted to go back to the shit talk you were talking about, how Jerman's kind of... sketchy about you reading a magazine while you're taking a shit.
Yes.
I've eaten a sandwich while taking a shit before.
You know what? Yeah. I've thought about it. I've just never had a sandwich when I had the shit. I don't think I wouldn't think twice about doing it. I think that's the ultimate inefficiency.
Exactly. As long as my hands aren't touching shit, then they can touch my sandwich.
Yeah. All you're doing is touching your fucking zipper and sitting down. And who cares if you're eating a goddamn a sub? Well, what kind of sandwich was it?
Oh, like a ham and cheese on rye.
Oh, just like you would take in your school lunch or something like that. Just a fucking regular two pieces of bread and fucking Oh my God, it's a no brainer, dude. I would eat three of those while shitting.
I got a slice of pizza too. Just leave a slice on a plate on my lap, pick it up periodically, take a bite.
One thing I'd never do is use a knife and fork, though. I mean, I think it gets a little too... it crosses the line.
Hey, Alex, what's going
Wait,
on,
who?
Man? Let's...
You're talking to Tidbit 88.
I have Tidbit 88. What's happening, Tidbit 88?
What's up, Frank?
Tidbit, how was your Domino's pizza?
It was Pizza Hut.
I apologize.
Okay, hey, Jerm, stop trying to fucking be personal with these people.
All right, I'm doing what I can.
Okay. So you had a question or no?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Alex what the tidbit, what the big alcohol drink is nowadays. What is the biggest seller there?
Well, lots of people buy half pints of Smirnoff.
Is this because he works at a liquor store?
Oh, does he? I wasn't aware of that.
Thank you for fucking just, you know, going on shit that nobody knows.
Why don't you fucking bring it to the forefront?
Introduce an idea, fuckface.
This is Tidbit works at an alcohol store, and
rubbing.
Let me ask you a question. I'm in fucking.
I think I got to tell you. I have to tell you, Jerm. You did hit the limit. You did hit the fucking limit. You know what time it is.
Yes.
Tell me you do.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
That's right. Tidbit 88 is the next contestant on Germ Freak's question time. He's asked some questions because it's question time. Germ, take it away.
Tidbit, how are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen anybody steal from the liquor store?
Yeah, I think I saw somebody steal a 12-pack of Heineken, I mean, of MGD bottles under his coat, but I was too far away.
Let me ask you a question. If you saw somebody stealing and caught him in the act, would you really run after that person? Would you just say, fuck it, I don't care?
I don't think I would do anything.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about fucking $15, Jerem. What are you going to do, some kind of fucking heroic act over fucking $12, $15?
What am I going to do, get a fight with the guy?
Yeah. Dude, you didn't pay for that. It's a sixer. I'm sorry. Here, here's your fucking $3. I'll go home with my goddamn fucking paps.
But what happened was, like, if you saw a particular circumstance where somebody accidentally broke bottles or anything, that ever happened?
Yes.
Like on Seinfeld, when George was in the liquor store and he broke it with his
That exact thing has happened before. People walking by things and knocking now, bottles over.
Are they? Do you make them pay for it?
No.
So I can just go in there and fucking pitch a bottle across the room, and nothing's gonna happen. And no. And actually, after I do it, I can leave with 12 cold beers too.
Do you have?
Well, sometimes, and if you buy something and then break it, like while you after you buy it on the way out, we'll give you another one for free.
Oh, so I could just keep. I could run you out of inventory if I have enough patience and time.
Yeah, or you could break something and then bring like a sponge and then soak that up and then get another one for free.
Oh, and squeeze it out on a stick like I'm fucking Jesus. And you have it on a reed? Thanks. Yeah, that's the best solution to get drunk.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had vagrants come into your store?
No, well, vagrants hate liquor, Frank. They've never been in a liquor store.
Have they? No, I'm saying vagrants that you know were obviously vagrants, bad, down their luck. I mean, have you ever had that happen?
What do you mean vagrant? What the fuck is a vagrant?
What the fuck is a vagrant?
Is that like a term from like a long time ago?
Have any scallywags frequented your liquor store? What about the carpetbaggers? Tell me.
Have you ever had a person come in there and purchase wine that you know, or purchase liquor that you know was being given to underage kids?
Yeah, well, when someone who just turned 21, like yesterday, buys like 5 30-packs of Keystone, I don't think he's going to drink them all by himself.
Let me ask you a question. How do you decide who you're going to proof and who you're not going to proof?
Usually I see if they look younger than me, I proof them.
Have you ever had somebody give you a false ID? Please answer the question.
Why wouldn't I answer the question?
I apologize.
Yeah, I see. Actually, someone gave me a passport once. And they were of age, but then as they were leaving, I saw their license in their wallet. So I was like, shit, if they had a license, then they probably weren't of age.
That's true.
Now, at that point, it was too late, was it not?
It was too late, yeah.
Okay.
Who carries a fucking fake passport? I'm sorry. Okay. Where's my...
It's probably his friend.
Where's my... I just got this. Here's my passport. Here's my birth certificate. It's completely not fake.
Why did I just accept a passport?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever been into your establishment who was already drunk?
Every day.
Okay. Now, in situations like that, is it your responsibility to make sure that they have proper transportation home?
Well, we're supposed to not serve them if they're drunk. Like, I've had to turn people away because they were too drunk before.
And do they give you an uprising?
No, they accept it completely, and they reason
okay,
with it.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I guess
sorry. I'll see you back in what is it? 8 hours now. They calculate when they'll be sober again.
Hey, new style.
Just coffee.
New style. Who's the interviewee?
Well, I don't know, Tidbit. Frank. What time?
Me. I'm the interviewee.
Oh right. Snap!
Exactly.
Oh snap!
C-Rock, a little too relaxed there. Can we get a little bit more pep?
Oh
yeah.
snap.
That's what I'm talking about.
May I continue with Tidbit, please?
Who called who here?
Tidbit. please respond to the question that you were so rudely interrupted with. Have people actually become loud with you because you refuse to serve him or her?
Yes, of course. What do you think they say? Like, yeah, oh, Frank. I'll just get some coffee. You're right. Sorry.
You know what? You know what? Thanks for reminding me of my better judgment. I'll be right back. Let me spend some time at a diner, clear my head, work out my issues, and then I'll come back for this fucking 3 ounces of Jack that I was trying to buy with nickels. Jesus Christ.
You know, I do have a problem. I'm going to go to an AA meeting right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten into a physical altercation with a customer?
Well, I kind of got an altercation with some guy the other day who didn't have ID. He looked kind of young, so I carded him, and he said, I just came from college. I don't have my ID because I just came from college.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, what does that mean? You drove here, didn't you?
Oh, shit.
And then he's like, I've been here before, and a bunch of times. I was like, well, I work here like every day, and I've never seen you.
Yeah. I've been here before, man. Look at my sweater vest. I'm old.
So then I knew he was lying because he said he'd been there all the time and I'd never seen him. And he was getting all nervous and shaky.
Did he throw any punches or anything like that? You ever have to trade blows with a customer?
No. But the best part of that one guy was, after, so I said, no, I'm not serving you alcohol. And then he was like, oh, but let me get a pack of cigarettes. Like, sorry, I can't give you those either. No ID.
So, dude, I'm 19. I'm 21.
Mr. Tippett, can I ask you a question?
I think some drunk Scottish guy almost wanted to punch me, but then...
And again, they'd punch their own mother. They're fucking Scottish, for Christ's sakes. Jesus.
He charged out of the car and said, I told you, you overcharged me.
You fucking cocksucker! How dare you! Oh, man. They buy the one single bottle of fucking St. Andrews.
He bought mini Rolling Rocks.
Oh, Jesus. Poor Scottish.
The little mini beers are retarded.
Yeah. Little nips. Frank, you don't know what we're talking about because we're men and you never had beer.
I had Rock Slide before.
What?
Rock Slide.
What's Rock Slide?
Mr. Tidbit can explain what Rock Slide is.
That's not a beverage. That's a fucking sign you see next to a mountain on a highway.
No, it's Rock Slide. It's a delicious chocolatey beverage. Tidbit, you know what they
are. Was that like Smirnoff Ice?
Rock Slide. It's a pre-made drink. Oh, Mud Slide. Oh.
You fucking dope.
Mudslide!
Rockslide!
Mudslide, I apologize.
Rockslide is like going to be the next black dance craze at weddings. Jesus, it's a mudslide. Actually, the mudslide should be the next black dance craze, too. Okay, anyway, enough of that racism. I'm sorry, Mike Nice.
Mr. Tidbit, have you ever had a uniformed police officer enter your establishment to purchase something?
Yes. And sometimes this one guy comes in that I call him Cop Pants McPherson because he just wears the pants. He's a cop, but he comes in with his cop pants.
Cop pants? Cop pants? He just wears the pants?
Yeah. With like a Giants t-shirt.
Are you fucking kidding me? He wears the fucking blue pants with the yellow stripe on the side?
Yeah, those pants.
And like a fucking Rodney Hampton jersey.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So we all know he's a cop.
You've got to be kidding me. Cop Pants McPherson. is he really a cop or did he just happen upon free pants in an alley?
Yeah, he is really a cop. So I guess he just comes after work and already
cuts the grass in his pants,
wears a t-shirt.
Like, I really don't own any other pants. Sorry.
So we can still get that respect, that cop respect, wherever he goes.
Or at least half of it. Those are the gayest pants ever, by the way. And probably difficult to iron, too, I'd imagine. You gotta dry clean them bitches. You can't just be going to any liquor store in your cop pants. Fucking cop pants.
It looks so stupid without the top.
It does.
What are you doing?
It doesn't go well with a fucking t-shirt. Yeah. It just doesn't. So, Jeremy, do you have any concluding questions for question time?
Yeah.
With Tidbit 88.
Yes.
Soon to be new co-host and replacement of Germ Freak on the DJ New Style show.
Absolutely. I wanted to know if Tidbit ever accidentally was parking his car and accidentally bumped into another car and did not say anything to the other car.
Well, I can't say anything to the car. What I was saying, sorry, car.
Without saying anything to the other car. Oh, drat. Don't worry. That'll come out with some product by Billy Mays.
I think you know what I mean.
No, I've never hit a parked car.
Have you ever damaged a car and not told the owner that you damaged a car?
No, I've never damaged another car. The only car I've ever damaged was my own.
Yeah, isn't that a bitch? I think I've door tapped somebody and not said anything.
Maybe a tap. I don't think so.
Tidbit, have you ever consumed alcohol while working?
Oh, no.
That was a little bit of a hesitation over
one
there.
One more question on question time. Honestly, because you know what? It is, in fact, question time. But
it's question time.
But for how long?
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Final question. Final question for question time. Final question.
My question is, have you ever given out free liquor?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, snap.
I run a tight ship.
Yeah, whatever, Tidbit 88. I know you. Tight ship,
hey,
my
Frank,
eye.
Do you have one more question for me?
Let's do one more question for him.
What up, Sheepy?
Oh, shouts to Sheepy. One more question. One more question.
I'm not going to fall for it.
What are you talking about?
He's going to hang
up. That's very disrespectful, Frank.
It's disrespectful. One more question.
I've never even called the show before.
Frank, honestly, between me and you, the last question fucking sucked. Can we just end it with a bang here?
Think of a better one.
It was a one-answer question. I said no.
Okay. I'm being put on the spot here. If a hot-looking chick gave you a fake ID, would you still give her liquor?
What happened? Oh,
I knew it was coming, dude.
He disconnected, I think.
I knew it was coming, whatever.
Maybe we lost him. I think that's disrespectful. What do you think? I mean, I think that's a little bit disrespectful. I mean, I think you've just been sassed by Tidbit 88.
No, I haven't, because I called it out.
He sassed you. He fucking sassed you.
All right, whatever.
Whatever. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show with a recently sassed germ freak on thereisnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
You ready? The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of his many albums. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of most of his albums, some of which included Listen, 5 minutes, okay? Give me 5 minutes, and I'll be done, okay? And I'll play extra, please. All right, you ready? I apologize. Okay. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included. You see, I get distracted because you said include and I said include. The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included Continued, Conspiracy, Contagious. The following off of his 1982 album entitled Rock and Roll. It's the Kren... The following artist was famous for inserting his last... What's going on? It's the Krem? All right, let me do it over, okay? Okay. The following... All right, let's just do it over real quick. The following artist was famous... The following artist was famous for inserting his last name into the title of many of his albums, some of which included Continued, Conspiracy, Contagious. The following is off of his 1982 album entitled Rock and Roll... All right, I didn't stress the kin. The following is off of his 1982 album entitled... Rockin' Roll. It's the Greg Kin Band with the breakup song.
DJ New Style Show.
Fuck. I apologize. All right. I'm trying to keep this fucking volume up as I'm fucking talking, and I can't do both at the same fucking time. All right. Okay. okay, tell me when to go. Just go. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. This artist, this song hit number one in the UK and Australia and hit number 12 in the US in 1982. Don't Drink, Don't Smoke. It's Stuart Leslie Goddard, however you knew. Fuck! Fucker, motherfucker! This song reached number one in the UK and Australia and number 12 in the United States in 1982 on the US Hot... Cocksucking. Okay. This song reached number one in the UK and Australia and number 12 in the US in 1982 on Billboard's Hot 100. From the Friend or Foe album, Don't Drink, Don't Smoke, Son of a Bitch! This song reached number one. Fucking cock. All right. Just calm down. I apologize. This song reached number... Fucker! This song reached number one. I can't stop. This song reached number 12 in the U.S. in 1982. Don't Drink, Don't Smoke. Stuart Leslie Goddard. You may know him better as Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. You got me?
Well, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Oh, snap. Show's flowing pretty well, I have to say. Frank.
You
still fired up?
I'm ready to go.
Excuse me as I take a sip of... No, not Miller High Life. No. I'll leave it up to you what that is. It's mug root beer, Charm.
DJ,
look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. This is just insane. I can't believe this is happening to us.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
What's crackin'?
And this is...
Big Dummy, nigga.
Big who?
Yes, sir.
Were you in jail ever? Is this the jail guy, the guy who does the dumb update occasionally, who hasn't called for a while?
Come on, you know it's dummy update time.
You already know what it is! Ridiculous.
You know what it is, nigga.
Ridiculous. Bedazzled. What's going on, Big Dummy? I'm starting to not play the Mike Nice clips as much. I'm really just doing imitations of the Mike Nice clip at this point in my career. Big Dummy? Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. We get Big Dummy on the show and everything goes fucking haywire. I don't know what it is. It seems pretty dumb to me, if you ask me, but what can I say? I think I'm probably losing my mind. I don't know. I'm trying to find the Dominic Monaco song, but I don't have it. I don't have it. Fuck it, it doesn't matter. We'll just fucking talk our way through this. I have no fucking clue what's going on or why or anything like that. It just happens. It fucking happens, and it sucks, and it keeps happening, and Linksys, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it doesn't matter. I should really just edit this shit out, but you gotta feel my frustrations. You feel me? Of course. Germ, are you there?
I'm here, finally.
I mean, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know quite what to say.
Just remember what Freddie Mercury said.
What?
Show must go on.
I thought he said more cock.
That was uncalled for. Let's continue.
He's dead.
Is Big Dummy still on the phone?
No, he's not on the phone.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
We lost everything. But you know what, Germ? It is, I have to say, before this, it was a flawless show.
Before this, yes.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking sexy. I can't even, you know what? I can't even help it right now. I can't even fucking help it. It's at the point where I can't help how sexy I am. Germ, I'm going to burp, and I'm going to burp, and burp, and burp, and continue, as they say, the sexy. Germ, what do you think of the show tonight?
I was looking forward to talking to Big Dummy, but obviously he's not there anymore. Maybe Big Dummy can call back.
Yeah, maybe he'll call back. I think the show's going pretty well. I hope we don't almost lose it like we lost the... the last one, the episode 155, almost lost until the very last second. We lost about an hour of it, recovered it somehow, and posted it up.
Yeah, you know the sad part is Big Dummy looks like he's still on the phone, but he's not talking to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to call in or what, but we'll see. Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You already know what it is. You're on the DJ New Style Show. With Germ Freak.
Yeah, you got me caught in a little motherfucking bowl there, Kenny. Boy, what's crack lacking on the motherfucking...
Big Dummy, what's new with you, man? You sound very relaxed.
You know, I'm just sitting here hitting on this motherfucking relaxing plant called marijuana.
Oh, I just thought... So are you high?
Pretty much.
Are you smoking drugs?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
You smoke every day, Big Dummy?
That's one.
Yeah, but listen, I'm smoking now because I got quit. Hold on. Oh. Wait for it. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, my dad got through kidney transplant and a heart donor with whatnot. So I got to quit smoking some weed here this week sometime.
You're going to quit? So,
yeah, I got to.
For good?
Just, you know, sometime this week.
Well, at least 6 months because I'm doing it for my dad for this kidney junk. You know what I mean? Just in case I match, I can't be on drugs.
Wow.
So I'm doing it for that. And I'm doing it. They pulled hair samples at this steel mill.
No. Is that the real reason?
Nah, the real reason is my dad, man.
Yeah, you gotta do that. What better way to show tribute to your dad than a delayed quitting of drugs? Come on, man. Quit now. What are you doing?
I'm quitting. Nah, this is my last week.
Oh, that's it? This is the last one, man. This is the last 7 days.
Not even seven.
Back down to earth.
Friday, I'm done.
Then it's all over. Now you'll have to do things. Isn't this? Shitty world, isn't it?
It is. But listen, I'm going to get Zanny from the doc, get it on. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep a relaxed mind on a prescription drug.
Hey, dummy, how long have you been smoking marijuana for?
That's two.
Since I was 11.
Please describe your first time smoking.
It's question time.
Somehow, like saying Bloody Mary into a mirror in a dark bathroom three times, it always triggers question time when he hits number three. Germ Freak, take it away. You're going to be asking the question time.
No. I would like Big Dummy to describe his first time smoking marijuana. Set the scene, please.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I remember to a fucking T like it was yesterday. I was a skateboarder. I was a fat skateboarder. All I could do was ollie, kick flips, and shove it. Couldn't even do an ollie. I could do an ollie, but I couldn't do an ollie.
So you were a skateboarder that could do no tricks?
No, I could do four tricks.
Okay.
Don't get it confused.
I'm a chef because I can make peanut butter and jelly and pour cereal. Come on, man.
No, I was fat, man. What do you want from a fat little short motherfucker, dog?
I know. I'm taking exception with you calling yourself a skateboarder rather than a skateboard enthusiast.
I did it. All I hung out with was skateboarders.
Okay.
I was a skater. You know what I mean? That's what I did. I hung with that. All I did was skate around.
Germ, he was a skater boy. And you know what? Eventually he said, see you later, boy. And here he is now on the DJ New Style Show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But listen, the first time I smoked weed, back to the question.
Yeah.
I was in the back of a fucking bullshit ass piece of shit Mustang in my buddy's backyard, passing the blunt around. My dad called me, I had to go home. Well, he beat me, because this is when beavers were hot. You know what I mean? He was up and popping when I was young. Come on, Ken, you know the deal.
Oh, I certainly do. I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
Nah, beepers. You remember beepers, right?
Oh, beepers? Oh, I thought you said your dad beat you. And I had no clue what you were talking about after that.
Yeah, I thought
you said beef eater. Next thing you know, I think Tidbit 88's back on the phone. We're talking gin. I don't know.
Nah, beepers, like pagers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I remember
little Jimmy Rhodes would constantly get beeped 69-69 by who he thought was a girl that liked him, but it was really just us. She likes me. Nah. Yeah, it's awesome, Jimmy. Dude, what an asshole.
Go ahead, Frank.
Did you get high the first time?
Fucking rip, dude. Yo, listen, I had a skateboard down the hill. I quit eighth of the way down the hill and sat on that motherfucker the rest of the way down. I couldn't do that shit. Are you fucking kidding me, dog? I was high as a motherfucker.
Yo, you think smoking little herb gonna fuck up my skateboarding? Man, I've been smoking herbs.
What? What did you graduate from after marijuana?
As they say, Germ, may I add this? They do call it the gateway drug.
I've heard that before.
And it is absolutely true. I don't give a fuck what anybody in this world says. I'm going to tell you.
I just thought that it would be a way to get free computers.
Big dummy.
In 1998, but it's not. It leads to other things. Opens doors.
Big dummy, do you feel that marijuana is addictive?
Indeed.
You do?
Indeed. I love when Big Dummy uses indeed.
No, I'm serial because fucking I couldn't even, like right now I want to quit. But I can't. I want to. I just want to stop now. But in the same sense, I want to go pack another bowl right now and smoke it.
Big dummy,
fucking ounce sitting on my fucking computer desk right now.
Big dummy, please follow the protocol of question time.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You better fucking come crap, nigga.
I apologize.
Excuse me. I don't know that we can use that word.
Listen,
I said nigga.
No, I'm talking about apologize. There's no apologies in question time. You can say that all you want.
Listen.
Please indicate some of the illegal drugs that you've utilized in your lifetime.
Everything except shooting needles in my arm.
So you've had cocaine. You've had cocaine and ecstasy
and Sudafed. Have you had Sudafed?
And loved it all.
Honestly, there's some huge shit going on with Sudafed and hockey teams right now.
When I was 19 years old, we used to go in the fucking supermarket steal Robitussin.
Yeah,
have you had
road trips?
Dude, people are making germ. Come on, man. Share the question time, Wealth.
No, I did something wrong. Go ahead, go.
You just gasped like I fucked up your flow or something. Like
No! I was.
Should I apologize?
No, I wasn't referencing you. I lost the screen, and I have to open it up again. I didn't feel like opening it up.
A screen? What screen did you lose?
This is a fucking dumb dagger. They don't know what they're doing.
All the windows closed up on me, and I don't feel like opening them up again. Just talk.
Just talk? You lost all your windows on your computer?
Yes.
What do they have to do with you asking questions?
Nothing.
So don't focus on them.
Focus, man.
So you,
oh, God, I can't help being sexy.
Listen,
it just never ended.
Big dummy, let me ask you this question. Have you ever taken St. Joseph's Children aspirin?
What?
What St. Joseph's?
Dude, you realize the Sudafed thing didn't fucking work.
Okay.
What's St. Joseph's kid aspirin?
Have you ever dropped acid?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, somebody talk.
Go ahead, stupid.
Have you ever taken mushrooms?
Taken.
Love them. I smiled at trees for 5 hours.
Now
something tells
me
that you've smiled at trees for maybe not 5 hours, but you know, without any.
No, I'm not bullshit. Listen, here's the whole story. The first time I did shrooms, I was in my house here. I was with my boy. He was riding his little mini bike around. I popped the whole fucking 8 of shrooms. It was cool for the first 25 minutes.
Germ,
then I started smiling.
Germ, do you want to try drugs? Up. Yeah, I understand. I understand, big time. Not to cut off your story, but I mean, it's really not unlike any other drug story I've ever heard. Yeah, I took drugs. Yeah, I smiled at an object I shouldn't smile at. I mean, it's pretty basic. Frank just doesn't understand it because I think he really wants to try drugs. I think he's one of those people that's on the borderline of crossing over due to peer pressure that he's inflicting on himself.
It's not a matter of peer pressure; it's just a matter of curiosity.
It's self pressure.
Exactly. That's what you live your life by, man. Life is curiosity. The only way you're gonna live life is live life full.
Yeah. You're gonna be stopping the living of the life soon because you're quitting.
Well, I already did it though.
You've lived all you had to live.
I've been there, done this.
Time to fold it up.
It's time to do my thing. I'm 26. It's time to do my thing.
Hang it up.
I'm done with the fucking.
Pass the torch.
I haven't gotten in trouble in a year and a half.
The last thing you're gonna pass that's lit up is the torch. Hand it to a younger generation.
Or an older one that's curious and lives
in a basement.
I got quit for at least 6 months. Yeah. After that, it's free game.
So why don't we wrap up question time with Big Dummy there, Germ Freak?
I just want to hope for Big Dummy's father that he gets better, and I wish him well. That's all I want to say on that. Thank
Big
you.
Dummy, anything you want to say?
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that, Frank. You know you're my homie, doggy.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck in your quest.
Yes, sir.
And Steve, I know I said quest, and I know you're a LARPer and all, but it's really not some kind of mission I want to ask you over that we can solve. It's really just something he's trying to accomplish. There's no dragons or gold involved. Please stop PMing me. Germ.
Yes.
Last time we were on the proverbial wires, and the actual wires, the non-air, the... network of a few fans. We were talking about Thanksgiving, but I got to put you on hold. I have to put myself on hold to put the brakes on. Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Why take it off the hook? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's Absurd.
Absurd?
Yeah.
And is this the Absurd with the Y that comes into the Pal Talk thing?
Oh, you sure?
What's going on?
Nothing. I just actually kind of peeped out your guys' show. I'm enjoying it and shit. It's pretty dope, you know? I just gave you guys props on that part.
Pretty dope?
Yeah.
That's cool. It, you know what? It is truly dope. It's also dank, and it's rad.
Rad. Oh, okay. Okay. What about ill? Is it ill?
It could be if you decided to dig that one up and use it. What else you got, man? What's going on?
Nothing. I just kind of seen how you would, you know, just checking out your guys' show pretty much tonight and about to play some internet sex games and, you know, all that same old good stuff.
Internet sex games?
No, I'm just fucking with y'all.
Well, what are you really doing? Stop fucking with me and what are you doing?
about to lay a track here in about 20 minutes, bro.
You're about to do what?
Lay a track.
Lay a track.
Yes.
So you work with the railroad?
No.
I don't understand. I don't follow.
Making music.
You make music?
Yes.
Okay. What instrument do you play?
I don't play an instrument.
Saxophone? No, nothing?
I'm an MC.
Okay, how can you make music without instruments? I don't understand. That is just absurd. I get it now. I understand.
You're fucking crazy.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell. Okay, so what are you really doing? Come on, what's the deal?
I'm going to lay a track.
For real, for real?
For real, for real.
A word?
Yeah.
Real talk.
Real talk. You can check me out on MySpace.
I think you can check out about 93 million other people on MySpace, too.
Yeah, that's true. But you can check me out on MySpace.
Okay.
That's always better than the other.
You can check me out on MySpace, too. So what?
What do you
have for the show tonight?
I don't know. Rude and obnoxious things to say to people.
Can you do that now?
Oh, I guess. I mean, if that's the fucking case, I mean.
Basically, I want you to come off the top of the dome.
All right. Well, would you like me to play a beat? Would that be better for you?
Do whatever it is you do.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll ask everybody to provide their opinions by way of the Pal Talk room, or they can send feedback to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger.
Okay, well, hold on 1 second. Let me grab myself a beat here, and I will go ahead and give you a.
Just go ahead and take time with that beat. Go ahead. Lay the track and lock the flow.
My new mixtape's got copyright. Yeah. NEMS. A lot of big heads. And
God,
shit.
You really do sound like you're pretty far from hanging on the block for dough.
Huh?
Never mind.
Never mind. What the fuck?
Notorious. They got to know.
Alright. Fucking blah blah blah.
Man, all maybe right. You should have had this set up.
Well, no, it wasn't, I don't know, I didn't know I was actually going to get through. I've called about 10 or 11 times.
Yeah, no, we had other people on.
I fucking hate other people. I'm telling you that right now.
I can tell. So go ahead, let's do this and we'll have people.
I'll tell you what. You can just be weird and throw little words out if you want during this freestyle.
Okay, I will throw out words, and you will rhyme what I say, correct?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I'm kicking and ripping. My opposition is flipping this mission because people getting chopped off the top of the head like circumcision.
Orange.
Freestyle, thinking that it's pre-rehearsed. You get marked with a verse. I'm sorry, the nerd. You'll get purred. You'll never had enough. Your face is wet. I'm slapping up. You're just the wackest gun. Getting smoked like
wait,
another
wait,
blunt.
Orange.
You cannot fucking front. Would you say an orange? You're faggots and in little fucking pieces like some porridge.
Orange. Corvus,
and it's just honest. I got to punch the size of a comet and to be honest, I don't give a fuck about whack faggot backpacking whack rappers. I acting too savage, didn't hear the next word. Here just to test pervs, never had enough. Absurd, I'm a damn nerve. I'm so sophisticated, ripping when I'm saying and laying with Satan.
Chiminea!
Slime and give you a facelift. What'd you say, cheesecake?
Chiminea!
Chiminea?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so gay.
Why is that gay?
The new style show. And I'm feeling like my broke and my flows are just doping up. Grab the mic and choke a blunt. Have to just choke a slut. I don't need this. Believe this. I'm Jesus with a bigger penis. With a mixture of Butthead and Beavis. Eat dick.
Imitator.
Eat shit. You don't believe me. Got a fat pee-pee. Flop it up on your chi-chis. You don't like me? I spit precise with this mic, bitch. I'm slicing and dicing every little rhyme that you're spitting. My opposition got you thinking in your fucking mind.
Imitator.
Mindless. I'm timeless. I'm feeling spine this? Because I'm a dickhead, the type of dude to pull my cock out and be till my dick's red. You don't get me. You want to test me.
It's your
doctor licking my testes. That's my pet peeve. You like me? So precise with this bullshit. Acting like you hard and
just
wait,
sir, like sir, wait. Stop shit. For a second. Stop for a second. Can I give hyphenated terms or multiple words?
You want, like, multis?
Yeah, like, I want to give you a two-word phrase. Is that possible?
Wow.
I mean, are we going strictly Scrabble rules?
I don't think I've ever really tried that, but I'm down.
Okay, I will give you a two-word phrase. So start your flow again, sir. I'm sorry, lock the flow.
No problem at all. No problem.
And I will give you a two-word phrase to rap. Or three, or whatever. I'll give you a phrase.
All right, check it out. Yo, new style. What up? Yo, check it out.
Yeah.
I got combos like padlocks. And you will never fucking judge me like Madlock. And it's that hot. You don't get me? You ain't disrespecting. You leave with your next lit. The collective's the crew that I'm repping. And test any person thinking that I'm a verbal can. When you think you disrespect, get your head chopped. It's hip-hop. I rock non-stop. I
You're
rock
not Eminem.
It's talk. I didn't hear you. Clearly, all these weak rhymes fear me, and I don't see that. Believe that you get blasted at your
Everyone hates
but I don't
you.
Hold guns or knives. I feel so alive, because goddamn, it sounds so low. I need more clothes. These homos are battling with no clothes. I don't like you. I'll fight you. Just another night.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt your flow. 316-768-4472. We have a caller here. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Absurd with a Y.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
A-B-S-Y-R-D.
Yeah, that's right. Who's this on the phone?
John, please have you to America.
Oh, it's our buddy Red Rose 88 from Skype.
John, Absurd, very good.
Absurd is very good?
Huh?
Very good.
Absurd is very good.
Word. Absurd is also looking for a DJ to host a mixtape. Holla at me.
Yeah, you're gonna be prepared. Empty your inbox because you might not be able to find those messages again with the influx of requests. Red Rose 88, are you still? Oh, he hung up, but he did say you were very good.
Yeah, that worked for me. I like the good responses back from people. You know what I mean?
Do you have short dyed blonde hair and wear nothing but white T-shirts and jeans?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
I'm totally not an Eminem fan. I listen to a lot of underground.
That's really surprising. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be?
Yo, what's crackalackin'?
Big Dummy, real quick.
What's up, man? Give me two words to smash this fucking chuck with, doggy.
No. Weigh in. Do you think the guy's good or not?
Nah, the motherfucking bullshit, man. He's doing his dribble shit off the tip of his tongue, man. He's fake. He's a fake rap artist is what the fuck he is.
Thank you very much, Big Dummy.
Whoa.
Oh, God, we are just getting mobbed with calls here.
I love the calls. I love the calls. Trust me, bro.
You do? You like feedback and stuff?
I like that. Yeah, it's good to hear more people.
Well, we'll try and get more people on. 316-768-4472. You're on DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Absurd. He's off the top of the dome and he's laying tracks and he's got daps for all those bitches. Who's this?
Yo, this is Alex Webster again, aka All Access.
I'm MC calling. All Access?
Yeah, what up, man? I'm from Brooklyn and I just want to say.
I mean, wait, hold on. Don't flex on this guy yet, okay? Please.
Uh-huh. Yo.
Just listen, I have to drop your beat first.
Some people call Brooklyn and shit. Yo, Absurd.
Yo, Flo, A-Webs.
I'd like to invite you to the Chill Spot for Hotties. I like your flow, and anytime you want to come lay down tracks in the Chill Spot for Hotties room, you know, if you really like your stuff, I could maybe even make you an admin, yo.
Holla back, basically, is what he's saying at the end.
Yeah. No, I feel you and shit. Thanks on the props on that part. Like, it's always good to hear good feedback from people and shit. Like I said, I got a lot of new projects coming out with big people and shit.
I'm getting a lot of PMs and feedbacks coming in that says hit him up on the 1-2 way back and stuff like I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you can check me out if y'all got Pow Talk, hit me up on Pow Talk. It's ABSYRD. Check me out. MySpace, Absurd the Nerd, 559.
Why'd you have to get 559?
That's my area code, to
is
be
that,
honest.
Is that the hip thing to do? Like you couldn't just get Absurd the Nerd.
No, check this out. Like, I had an old-ass fucking MySpace account that got hacked that was Absurd the Nerd, so, like, I got kind of assed out on that.
Oh, I see. Is it absurd? Is it absyrdthenyrd?
It's tha.
Why? Why fuck with the? It's the fucking first word we learned.
In Cali, we're swaggers here. We're gangsters like that.
Swagger jackers. 316-768-4472.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my God. You're on the DJ New Style show with Absurd the Nerd and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, this is the dude, man.
The dude! Get out!
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Absurd Man.
What's up?
Dude, man, you know what? Red Peters cannot rap like you, man.
How fucking high are you?
Dude, hey, listen. New style.
Yeah.
New style.
Yo.
What's up?
Preacher can rap, man.
I think he's a fan. I think he's a fan. I just heard the clinking of a white Russian being made. I don't know. So Absurd. I think the feedback is incredible. I think I might have
one more for you guys tonight if you guys are.
Oh, whoa! Let's do this. Here we go. This is Absurd the Nerd 559 on MySpace. Oh, and it's THA.
Family.
Attention, white people, it's THA. Okay, and kick it.
I'm a fucking dickhead. I fucking hate your families.
Why? Shut it out. I have a nice family.
Absurd.
Oh, it's the rhyme, sorry.
There's a murder fest in the building. Gun concealing, killing all these women and children. I'm cold hearted. With a wide view like an elephant. Cats in your hood get punched for saying I ain't hella sick.
Just,
let me tell you, bitch, this isn't crap, but I'm selling shit.
Let me just say something.
Knock your socks off.
Wait. Can I stop you a second?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to pass me the mic when you feel like it's a good pass-off time, and I will kick it with you right now. We'll be like tag team back in the day.
I'm so down. I'll do some fucking...
All right, let's go. And I'm going to pass it to my mans. Okay, yeah. And then I'll step right in.
That works for me. All right, give me one quick second here. I got a fucking bastard piece of crap.
Oh, keep the beat going, too. That is so grimy, I can't even tell you.
All right, check it out, yo. What the fuck is this? All right, absolutely.
Should I be Steve Rowland? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
I'm killing, ripping off civilians. They're not making a million, and a billion, a trillion. You ain't getting that? I'm here to surround these bitches, surround this witness. I'm tired of all these pills. I'm so sickened. In my mind, I'm breaking your fucking spine. You never had enough of rhymes, and bitch, it ain't your time to get the shines. I'm rapping lethal, rapping no people. I'm too evil. You're too emo with bangs. Talking all your slang like you're hard. Never spitting bars. I'm sure to just rip out your heart. I'm feeling like the spark, and I'm not coming hard at all, breaking off your fucking head, bounce your head off the wall, and I don't need this, believe that the rhyme is inflicted, kick shit, sadistic, slip, and a rip kids, and I'm feeling like your chick has to lick the dick tip and leave lipstick imprints. I'm here to flip scripts. Is this the person to impress you? Unnatural, like born from a test tube, and you don't get this when I'm rapping off the plan, cause I'm giving it the new style, passing it to my man.
A tisket, a tasket, I hand you an Easter basket, not a casket, like my man who's up to task and I go up and I get a CAT scan, because I don't give a fuck, I'm looking up because I'm in the man, not in the can, I'm not taking it, no, I like to bring joy and spread joy and run and hope, I don't know what I'm doing, I just sound like a dope, but I'm down with this rap game, you ask me to sign, nope. Oh shit, son!
You in a splitter throat?
Shit!
I'm here to spit it dope. You ain't messing with me or
no. I didn't pass it to you, sir. No, you might think that's the beat, but that's not. That's me telling you. No, I didn't pass it to you. That's the end of the song. What we did is we just laid a track. I don't know if you know the lingo.
You're a good man.
Oh, I know. And thank you for calling the show. It's Absurd the Nerd 559.
Hit me up. Keep your head up. I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, no doubt.
Props out the new style. Peace out.
Definitely props and word. And all. I don't know. What's the way to... How can I... Oh, he hung up that son of a bitch! Germ, are you there? Goddamn son of a bitch! Germ, are you there, buddy? Son of a bastard! I think we lost Germ Freak. I really think we did. I think he checked out because rap was happening. So I think we're going to take a quick break here on the DJ New Style Show with some more of wonderful Germ Freak Radio. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
I'm waiting for you to you said you would type go when I was okay. Okay, now I'm a little flustered. Okay, this song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. This song reached... Fuck! This song... Okay, calm down. Just calm down and take it slow. All right. This song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. This... Oh, God. I did the other one perfectly and I fucked this one up. Okay. This song was featured in the 1982 film Bad Boys, starring Sean Penn. It reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks in 19... you know what? I'm going too slow on this. I apologize. This song was featured in the Sean... This song was featured in the 1982 film Bad Boys with Sean Penn. It also reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Charts of the same year. From the Emotions in Motion album, it's Billy Squier with Everybody Wants You. You know, I want to do that one over.
No.
Please?
No.
I would like to do that one over.
What was bad about it?
Sure. I wanted to, you know how, what I'm saying right now, let's off the record, Ken, seriously. What I'm saying to you, don't like hit this on the air. I want, because you know how I always usually put a line of the song into my introduction? Well, I forgot to put a line of the song into the introduction. So can we do it over?
I mean, if you want me to stop rolling tape, just let me know.
Well, I don't want you to, I want you to do that, to do the whole introduction over. I want you to stop, I don't want you to broadcast what we're talking about right now, seriously.
Well, you should have told me that.
Just forget everything, just erase everything we've done up until the last song we did. Let's start all over again.
Everybody knows that Germ Freak Radio is broadcast live. How am I going to roll this back?
No, you don't understand. Let's go. Let's start as though we're doing another song, and just forget the original introduction.
Well, why don't you just go instead of asking?
This song is featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys. The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Track chart. This song was... All right, just... Serenity now. This song reached number... Now I'm really fucked up. All right,
now you're gonna down. Now you're gonna steal from Seinfeld to soothe yourself? Come on, just read the fucking thing you wrote.
Listen, don't be an asshole. This song was featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys. It also reached number one of the same year on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the... This song was featured in the... Cocksucker! This song was featured in the 1982 film... This song was featured in the 1982 Sean Penn film Bad Boys. The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the Emotions in Motion album... Take your... Fuck! Come on.
Fine, go.
Listen, Ken, off the record, stop rolling tape. Don't put all this... Let's just start from the beginning again, all right? I don't want you to put in there me talking to you behind the scenes with this particular item, okay?
Dude, you realize next time that you want me to not roll tape, you gotta tell me to not roll tape.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. This song
just
is...
Just go. Just start over.
This song was featured in the Sean Penn 1982 film Bad Boys... The same year it reached number one on Billboard's album Rock Tracks. From the Emotions in Motion album, you could take your pension, your loneliness, and alcohol. It's Billy Squier with Everybody Wants You.
Germ.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Germ.
Yeah.
Dude, the song's over.
Oh. I apologize.
The DJ New Style Show.
Okay. Are you going to start?
You ready?
Are you going to start?
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
Go.
It was almost 10 years ago on November 22nd that the lead singer of this band was found dead in Sydney Fuck! It was almost 10 years ago on November... Fucking cocksucker!
Germ.
What?
Are you okay? Is everything all right at home?
Yeah. I have to get it out of my system. When I fuck up, I have to get it out of my system and dispose of what I was thinking. So I have to go like this. Like that.
Because I have to say this, whatever's going on at home is affecting your work.
All right, should we continue?
Just please, don't bring it into the studio.
Okay.
Continue.
You mean your bedroom. You ready? Tell me when to go.
Go.
It was 10 years ago on November 22nd that the lead singer of this band was found dead in his Sydney hotel room under suspicious circumstances. The coroner who performed his autopsy ruled his death as a suicide. However, some speculate his death was actually an accident, the result of autoerotic asphyxiation. From the 1982 Shabu Shabu album, It's the One Thing by INXS.
Anonymous Internet, I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, it's very, very nice to meet you indeed, bitches. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Oh, I've said it before, but this is truly exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. Shit to listen to when you got nothing else to listen to, when you're bored at work, or when you've just gotten so far into porno that nothing does it for you. Welcome back. Hopefully we have a hold of Germ Freak. I just don't know at this point. Germ, are you even there? We can't even... We cannot hear him. Something is wrong in his fucking... I think he's about to be replaced after that shoddy performance. I mean, he did recover it on Germ Freak Radio. But still, man, some problems at the home front just seeping into his fucking work. It's really affecting what he does. And I don't know that I can tolerate it for too much longer. I mean, right now, he's not even able to get his technical shit together. I don't know. Germ, can you even hear me? He cannot. You see that? He cannot even hear me. I don't hear him. If he's talking, I don't hear it. I just don't know. Pretty good. Pretty good. Just nothing but problems. Nothing but problems. I think you know what happened? I think Absurd launched a fucking an attack. Either that or the same hackers that hacked his previous MySpace have assaulted the show and have shut down Germ Freak for his lack of involvement in what I can only call a memorable bit and a great attempt at promotion for an independent hip-hop star. Star to be, is what I would call him. 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. Why don't we take a first caller right here? You're on the
Hello?
DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Absurd.
Who?
Yo. What happened to your boy?
What are you talking about? I don't know who this is.
This is Absurd.
Hi, I'm DJ New Style. So what do you got for the show?
Well, I just had some rapping earlier. Now I just feel like being a jerk.
You just had what?
I just rapped on the show a little bit ago.
No, I don't recall.
Oh, okay. You don't remember me rapping earlier?
No.
Not at all.
Who are you?
Absurd.
I know it might seem ridiculous that I don't remember you, but who are you?
Hey, I just rapped on the show, I don't know, like 10 minutes ago.
Why are you calling me from a nursery?
I'm not calling. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Do you run a daycare? I mean, sure. It is nighttime. You can let him go.
Oh, okay. It's only 7 o'clock here.
Where are you? The West Coast?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 7 o'clock for a daycare, it's pretty fucking late, don't you think?
Yeah, it is, huh? Those late nights, huh?
It is. So when you're in the lab, you like to keep kids in there to boost morale? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I make sure and try to pick them up on the condenser. You know what I mean?
That's right. I don't know what happened to Germ Freak, quite frankly. I just don't know if he's on, if he's fucked up or whatever, but he's in and out of the conversation. I know he can hear us, but we can't hear him. I mean, it is unfortunate. We are kind of looking for a replacement. I don't know if you're interested or not. Do you have any skills? No. Oh, you know what? Another fucking technical thing. Another technical problem that is just so beautiful that I love. I love. And since I don't have a fucking... I don't know what happened to Dominic Monaco's fucking thing. I'm just gonna fucking call it a goddamn day, I think. I don't know. I'm getting fucking fed up. Germ, are you there? Germ, are you there? No, you're not there? Oh, you motherfucker, you. Son of a goddamn bitch. Motherfucker. This is incredible. I apologize whole fucking heartedly. Copyright Germ Freak 2007. To anybody who's downloaded this piece of shit, this fucking piece of shit podcast, whatever the fuck it is, I apologize. Because this is not fucking, this is not what I envisioned the show to be. I don't envision it to be me ranting about fucking hardware and routers. I hope to have listeners that don't know what the fuck a router is. That's what I want. Dumb fucks to laugh at stupid jokes. If you know any, get them to fucking listen. Motherfuckers. Germ, are you there? Germ, are you there? No? He's not there. Son of a bitch. This is ridiculous. Germ, fix your fucking shit. Fix your fucking shit. You know what it is? His fucking mic volume is too low now. Someone told him it was too high, so he lowered it all the fucking way. That's what it is. It really is. Check your mic volume. Check your fucking mic volume, Germ. Boost that shit up, because you're talking into a fucking mic that can't produce sound if it's all the way down. You were telling me it was all the way down before. Maybe it finally fucking kicked in. You're like, I don't understand. Listen, I don't understand. People say I'm loud, but the volume, this is how my mic is open. It goes up. And he's trying to tell me the mic is all the way down. I don't know. We've got nobody else calling except for this unknown number. And you know that what happens. We don't take unknown numbers usually because it would have to put Germ Freak on hold. But since Germ Freak doesn't have a fucking voice, it doesn't really matter, does it? So why don't we go ahead and take the fucking call, play the fucking goddamn clip. Yeah! Complete surprise.
Phone is ringing.
OM fucking G. You're calling the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Holy shit, you finally picked up.
I certainly did.
Kid Africa, a.k.a. Brandt.
This is Kid Africa.
Yes, it is.
I'm finally speaking to you.
Finally. Well, and I figured since all the white people were bringing the blackness tonight.
Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is unprecedented. Two callers. You're also on the DJ New Style Show. Who's calling?
This is Frank. I'm sorry we got disconnected.
Germ, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
There was problems.
Well, you know, try to act like a goddamn co-host, okay? I mean, you fucked up the tidbit question time. I don't know what the fuck I can do here.
That tidbit, he is a great guy.
I mean, he's fucking dropping lines. He's fucking getting big laughs, and you're just floundering with these questions. Come on, man. You're better than this.
It was Donna's fault.
You're better than this.
It was Donna's fault.
You sound like you have a lot more hair. I don't know. Kid Africa, you're on the phone. What's going on? You've been trying to call all show long. I know this. I apologize.
No, I was trying to say that since the white people were bringing the blackness tonight, I figured I would bring some whiteness.
How are you going to whiten this up?
What's that?
How are you going to whiten it up?
Well, I'm pretty white.
You're pretty white.
I could say dude a lot.
So this is how you're going to whiten it up? Because you're thinking that too many white people are acting black?
Well, I don't know if they're acting black, but they were certainly bringing some soul vibe to the show.
Sure, it's what I try to do on a showly basis. Well,
you certainly have more mic skills and rhyming skills than I do. So
I don't know. Absurd was pretty daunting opponent in my.
Like I said in the Pal Talk room, I think he's seen 8 Mile one too many times.
Oh, snap!
So did we lose Frank again, or is he still there?
No, Frank's still here. Frank, you there?
Yeah. This is how Ken does it. This is how Ken does it. He goes, ooh, snap! He closes his mouth like this. Ooh, snap!
I think I hear Donna in the background.
Donna!
What's she doing up there? I don't know. God, you know what? You need to pick me up, I think. You might need some caffeine or something.
I think I need some Chipotle.
Oh, really? You like that, huh? Maybe we'll do that again sometime. We'll do it again.
Chipotle, Frank? Chipotle?
Yeah.
Chipotle.
You are saying it wrong. You are saying it wrong. You never did learn, did you?
Danny Bonaduce?
Oh, man, Kid Africa, thank you very much for calling, and thanks for bringing
the sorry, I didn't have anything better.
Yeah, you had nothing. I gotta let you go. Seriously, hang up. We got a caller here. Let's see. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Who is this? Must be nobody. It's nobody, I guess.
Who's this? Come on.
It's nobody. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe
prank caller.
It is a prank caller. Maybe they'll call in again. Hey, let's talk about Purell for a little bit. You put it on everything.
Yeah. You have to don't forget the front of your hands because when you walk around CCC, that's what part goes on everyone else.
That touches the public. That touches the front, the back,
the back of the hands. Their fist on things.
It's true.
I know when I take a piss, my hands are rubbing all over the urinal.
It is
like this CCC.
I know. I'm looking. I can't believe it though. I never honestly thought about it, but now that you point that out, it is very insightful, Germ. Very insightful indeed. So, I mean, what did you do to fix your tech troubles? I just don't understand how it could be terrible at one point.
Well, Donna's working on it. She's putting wires in things.
I don't know. We're getting a ton of calls though.
Jesus.
I know.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Oh my God, indeed. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Nothing. I really want this to work. I really fucking do. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Motherfucker. Somebody talk some sense into the, you know who's calling. Come on, really. Can't even get one fucking illusion going. Jesus Christ.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
You know, the definition of madness is constantly calling with a fucking connection that doesn't work and expecting it to work without doing anything different. That's what it is. So this is call, talk, nothing, hang up. Call, talk, nothing, hang up. What he calls it, he never has another thing. Nothing, I mean, let's face it. I think we all recognize the brilliance that is Tidbit 88. I mean, I know that you're a cunning impressionist and not the painter type, but one that can bend his voice into any shape. But we know you're not Germ Freak.
Okay, you caught me.
But we do have a real call.
It'll work this time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I hope it does. 316-768-44. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the end of the show. Who's this?
Listen, this is the real Germ Freak.
Wow, it's Germ Freak. What's going on?
I don't appreciate, the impersonator, calling in.
Oh, he hurt his back. That's why he can't fucking call in. That's why we can't get his mic to work or something. I don't understand, Tidbit 88. I just don't understand. I mean, we did kind of deliver this prophecy that you would be taking over the show as co-host.
Yeah, it looks that way.
My
phone works.
Yeah, exactly. That's really the only thing you need. That's the only core requirement of being a co-host is a phone or connection that works. And you know what? Say something, please. Let's do a quick test. DJ New Style here.
Hey, what's up? It's Tidbit 88.
Flawless. You got the job. Germ, you're out. It's that simple.
Also.
That's the fucking interview process. Can I hear you, and can you hear me? And can we talk? Yes!
Crystal clear.
I think Sheepy's just fucking ecstatic. He looks like the picture of excitement on his fucking cam with his winter hat on inside. I don't know. We'll see.
You're the president of my fan club.
Yeah, I hope whoever calls in just talks and keeps calling until they can talk. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they'll get to finally say something. I mean, Germ, if you can honestly call the show, please just say something. Please. Anything. I implore you.
God damn son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. God damn son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying, Tidbit 88?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
God damn son of a bitch.
That's it, man. That's it. This is chemistry. And it's not misspelled like a rapper's name either. That seems to be the running theme with MCs. Just take a word that has nothing to do with hip-hop and misspell it, and that's your name.
Make sure you got some K's in there. That works good.
A few K's, maybe a couple K's Y's somewhere. I don't know. We'll see. Again, the phones are just off the fucking hook. This never happens.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're calling the Tidbit 88 style show. Who's calling, please?
Glob, glob.
See? That's why it's not working. You went to Chipotle, didn't you? You son of a bitch. Goddamn son of a bitch.
You know how long
God
that process
damn son of a bitch.
Exactly.
Son of a bastard.
That's right.
On the barrier.
I can't even make a U-turn because there's a fucking barrier in the fucking road. Fucking barrier in the fucking road.
We can't even get him on because of the fucking barrier in the fucking Skype. I don't know what happened to him. But keep in mind, Tidbit 88, while you are an electric personality on Skype and you're always welcome to call in, we can't replace Germ Freak. We just can't do it. But I'm glad you're there to fill in.
I'm just trying to help out.
I know, you're just doing your part. I mean, honestly, you have a lot going on. And I can't expect you to fucking just drop whatever it is you're doing to come on this stupid show and hold up the fucking the audience. I can't expect that of you, but I kind of hope it'll happen.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Well,
but
Sheepy,
we're always hoping Germ Freak can get his shit together and get back here.
Yeah, it would be nice. See, Sheepy is actually going to start boycotting unless you get the permanent gig as co-host. He wants 88
like
more minutes of Tidbit. 88 more minutes!
Like
88 seems to be a very magical number. keep in mind it's the number of miles per hour you have to travel to to go through time.
That is true.
It's amazing. I remember that when I was little, I thought that if I hit 88 miles an hour, I'd be able to go back in time. But then I forgot that there was this whole fucking contraption in the back of the car that my dad's station wagon didn't have. I was 5, okay? Not the brightest 5-year-old.
What confused me about the movie, I never understood why it was called Back to the Future. I couldn't get it. I'm like, but you're not going back to the future. The future is forward.
But the thing is, he has to get back to the future, and the future is from that point.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that.
I know. You know what? You couldn't get past it. You missed a great plot line while you were while you were trying to fucking mull that over. You really did. Biff, amazing. He really was.
I was just happy it was to be continued.
I know. I don't know where they were going to leave it open. All of a sudden, I think Marty's the problem. But no, it's your kids! Ah, Doc! That's the end of the movie. And like, what happens? Oh, the car flies. I have to wait 5 years now.
Yeah.
What a bitch. What a bitch. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Tidbit 88. Who's this?
Tidbit 88. This is Barb from Pal Talk. I just was listening to you co-host the show, and I thought I'd call and say I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. Love ya.
Holy shit! Oh, man, that's fucking great. That is fucking great.
I love it.
Completely. I got some heart pain here. Maybe I can get somebody to quit weed for me. I fucking make it out alive. That'd be great. Tidbit, would you be willing to give up weed and smoking if I recover from my heart injury like Big Dummy did for his dad? I know I'm not your dad, and I know pretty much it doesn't matter if I live or die, but I would appreciate it if some kind of thing was quit or given up because I've lived.
Sure.
What will you give up? Tacos. I'll give up shopping on Black Friday for you there, buddy. That's how much I care. Oh, okay.
I quit smoking cigarettes.
Oh, that's very healthy for you. Very healthy. So did you do any Christmas shopping? Do you have any Christmas shopping done yet?
No, I haven't.
Do you have
any? I plan to do most of that at my store anyway.
Nice.
Easier that way.
So you have all the ideas of what everybody's getting? Uh-oh. We have a very angry Tidbit fan that is just screaming. And somehow I think you can even hear that somehow. I don't know. But, for everybody, you're just going to give them booze.
Well, yeah, or some other shit that they sell at my store.
I mean, for coworkers and friends and even the homeless, booze is a great gift.
Yeah.
But it can't be good for everybody.
Yeah, well, if you don't drink it, not a very good gift. It's not good for kids either.
It's awesome for kids. You have no idea. Did you ever see a kid drunk on fucking Jaeger? It really is entertaining. I thought it was bad grape juices. Yeah, it is entertaining. It's the grossest juice I ever had. Oh, man. This is difficult. Gotta say, I'm, it's not difficult with you. Believe me, this is a decent flow, and there's no reflection on you. I just want to point out that I miss Frank a little bit. I hope he's okay. I hope he's okay.
He could have had another accident with a barrier or something.
You think he would do that? I mean, I actually have a voicemail here from Frank. Hold on.
I can't even make a U-turn because there's a fucking barrier in the fucking road.
He's in the road driving. I mean, I don't know how he does all this from a cell phone. Co-hosts the show, drives home, gets Starbucks. He's a man of many multitasking skills. I don't know. He just
all those trucks out there.
I know. He fucking... He filled up my voicemail, man. It's fucking crazy. And he doesn't get to talk for very long either.
Goddamn truck.
Oh, see that? End of message. Next message.
Fuck! Motherfucker! I missed a fucking turn!
You see that? It's insane. It really is insane. I mean, he's just left constant Skype voicemails from his cell phone. I don't know.
Oh, for Christ's sake, up in heaven.
I don't know.
He does get his point across.
He really does. He really does.
Shit! Motherfucker! Oh, fuck! Son of a bastard! That fucking goddamn truck!
He's still pissed about the truck. Oh, here, let's try this again, Germ. He's calling in. We see if we could get him on. I don't know what's going on.
Come on, Germ, let's do this.
Germ, can you speak to us yet? If you could fucking hear me. This is how I feel right now, Germ. This is how I feel right here.
Oh, for Christ's sake up in heaven. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I have to say, special thanks go out to Tidbit88, stepping up, making it happen. Is there anything you'd like to? Is there anything you'd like to plug? A website or maybe even an event or anything that you'd like to plug? Just to, you know, draw the numbers, because we are heard by many people.
No, just GP.
You're just plugging.
Big plug to Sheepy.
You're plugging Sheepy
fan club.
Oh, the Sheepy fan club.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Sheepy's my fan club.
Sheepy. Oh, Sheepy is your fan club. There's no Sheepy fan club.
No.
Yet.
He's the president of my fan club. So I'll give a shout out to him and his fan club.
Here's to Sheepy's fan club of Tidbit 88. Let's hope it's not like Selena's club.
Also, can I give one more shout out?
Yes, you may.
To the A-Web's chill spot.
Son of a bitch!
A good place.
Son of a bitch! Goddamn son of a bitch! I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
Yeah, there it is. You're trying to plug a room that is not even probably open right now. I don't know.
Good place to go. There's hotties there.
It's a place for hotties, which is... Yeah. I don't know how I could possibly compete with it.
If you like hotties and you don't like admin abuse, then it's a perfect place.
No admin abuse, tons of hotties, inhabitants numbering in the ones. It's a great place to be.
You get AWeb's insightful information too.
It's like what? Give me an example of some AWeb's information that you could get from him.
Well, like if you say something, he can tell you that they don't do that in Russia. or he could tell you like stuff about computers.
Oh, okay. I like that. I mean, I have a computer, so maybe we can figure that out. Maybe Germ should go to the chill spot for hotties and get some Skype tech support. That might be a good... That's a good suggestion. That's a very good suggestion. I don't know.
Then you could talk to hotties and get your computer fixed.
It seems like a win-win.
And also find out that you can't do that in Russia.
Well, we have a caller here. It's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show featuring Tidbit 88. Who's this?
Yo, it's me again. Hey, thanks for the shout out, Tidbit. I just wanted to offer you an admin spot for that shout out, yo.
Really?
Sure, I'll take it. I won't do any abuse.
You better not. It's one of the fucking... That's on the Bill of Rights from the Chill Spot for Hotties. Thou shalt not be abused by admins. Is that I turned it into a commandment, didn't I? I'm a fucking dumbass. I really am not funny, entertaining, or wise. Record that, bitches. And replay it on loop in the Chill Spot for Hotties on Pal Talk. Hosted by your boy, Alex Webbs. Brand new... New shit! Son of a bitch. Alex Webbs is in and out always. He's just trying to recruit people. Tidbit, I understand. I understand.
You get them hotties.
It's true. It is. And what better way to do it than to hire or to bring on another man admin? That's the way to bring in the hotties. Well, you know what? I really wanted to get Germ on for these last few seconds of the show. I've been holding out. I just don't know if he's going to be able to get his shit working here. I'll try it one more time. I mean, I'll give him one more fucking thing. Chance. That's right. Chance. That's right. I've never used the word outside of my viewing of I Love New York, so I forgot what it actually meant. This is Patterson. He was back on the show, by the way. I don't know if you know this or not, but he was back on the show.
I didn't know. I think I've seen like the one before that. Back on. That's gay.
But he's not on the show. He was on the show as an appearance. But he's not.
Yeah,
on the
I
show.
Saw that one when he just came on and was doing his.
Oh, he'll be back. Come on. Are you kidding me? She's got stallionaires in her blood. That's right. That's New York for you. And I think that's going to be the end of the show, I guess. I mean, unless
oh,
we can get
no germ.
Yeah, I know, no germ. We couldn't get him on. What can I say? I mean, there's certain people that are dedicated. Sheepy. Absurd, with a Y. Tidbit 88. Even Damone, who hasn't worked in decades. Germ Freak? Nah. He's in
I
and out.
I guess germs didn't care.
He's in and out with the wind.
He didn't care too much.
Nah, he's still trying to call in. Jeremy, are you there? No. Goddamn son of a bitch! Well, Tidbit, thank you very much. Forgive
thank
me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Forgive me, Tidbit 88. I need to learn to respect the 88. I'm leaving that off a lot. I mean, is it okay if I... How would you prefer to have your name abbreviated, if you would?
I guess Tid...
Tid. What up, Tid?
Yeah.
But you have to spell T-Y-D.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
So that I can lay down some track.
And put your, yes, and after you lay the track down, make a MySpace name with two other words spelled wrong and your area code. Well, thank you very much. That's the DJ New Style Show for 11/27, episode 156.
Good night,
now you're doing, you see, you're an impressionist. That's what you are. You're impersonating.
That was dead on, wasn't it?
It was, dude. I didn't know if I played the clip. I'm looking around. I seriously thought I was playing the clip. Freaking
nailed
me out.
It.
Dude, you fucking nailed it, bro. Listen to me. You fucking nailed it, bro. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Tidbit, thank you very much. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.